The start of a new year usually places Canadians in a good frame of mind when it comes to financial matters. When research company and Glacier Media asked the country's residents about the current state of affairs this past weekend, there was plenty of negativity in the air. Just over a third of Canadians, 35%, rate the economic conditions in Canada today as very good or good, down 6 points since our previous tracking survey conducted in late June 2023. More than 3 in 5, 61%, up 5 points, consider them bad or very bad. This month, we find no region of Canada where at least 2 in 5 residents hold positive views on the nation's financial standing. Quebec is first, 38%, followed by Ontario, 36%, Atlantic Canada, 35%, British Columbia, 34%, Saskatchewan and Manitoba, 31%, and Alberta, 23%. We also see dejection on a question related to the future. Only 14% of Canadians, down 2 points, think the national economy will improve in the next 6 months, while 41%, down 4 points, foresee no change and 37%, up 5 points, expect a decline. In stark contrast to the gloomy national forecast, and at a time when many Canadians are looking at their post-holiday credit card bills, there is a slight increase in our own level of confidence to make ends meet. More than half of Canadians, 55%, up 3 points, rate their own personal finances today as very good, or good, while 42%, down 4 points, consider them bad, or very bad. We see little movement on the economic concerns that may keep Canadians up at night. Fewer than half have worried occasionally or frequently about the safety of their savings, 47%, unchanged, or the value of their investments, 46%, down 2 points. The proportions are lower for three other items we track every 6 months: being able to pay their mortgage or rent, 34%, unchanged, themselves or someone in their household becoming unemployed, 34%, unchanged, and their employer running into serious financial trouble, 28%, up 1 point. There is a drop when it comes to perceptions on inflation. Almost half of Canadians, 47%, down 4 points, expect to pay more in the next 6 months for a new television set. The results are higher, but in each case, lower than what we were told in June. For real estate, 51%, down 4 points, a new car, 63%, down 3 points, gasoline, 65%, down 8 points, and a week's worth of groceries, 74%, down 5 points. The one question where we do perceive momentum is political. Just over 2 in 5 Canadians, 42%, up 6 points, trust Pierre Poilievre to do the right thing to help the economy. The rating on this question is 4 points higher for the leader of the opposition when compared to Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, 38%, down 5 points. Governor of the Bank of Canada Tiff Macklem checks in at 34%, up 1 point. The age brackets tell the story of how Poilievre's message is resonating a year and a half before the next expected federal campaign. Just over a third of Canadians aged 18 to 34 and aged 35 to 54 have faith in Trudeau as an economic manager, 36% and 35% respectively. Poilievre does significantly better on this question with each group, 44% among those aged 18 to 34 and 46% among those aged 35 to 54. Canadians aged 55 and over, who are more likely to be concerned about healthcare than housing, hold different views. While 37% trust Poilievre to manage the country's finances, the rating is higher for Trudeau, 43%. The federal government continues to point at the unemployment rate as the one category it should be judged by. In 2009 and 2020, joblessness was the main driver of negative views on the national economy, with the unemployment rate reaching 8.3% and 9.5% respectively. The current unemployment rate of 5.8% is not doing enough to make Canadians more confident about the country's finances. At the start of 2024, there's good news and bad news for the party in power. Canadians are not as concerned about losing their jobs, more confident about their own financial standing and hold better views on the effect of inflation than they did at the midway point of 2023. Still, more than 3 in 5 Canadians rate the economic conditions in the country as bad, or very bad, and the leader of the opposition is gaining ground on the current head of government as the most capable economic manager. The next 6 months will be crucial to the federal government's re-election chances in 2025. If young and middle-aged Canadians continue to look at Poilievre as a welcome alternative, Trudeau will need to point to much more than a seemingly stellar unemployment rate to connect with voters. Mario Canseco is president of research company. Results are based on an online survey conducted from January 6-8, 2024, among 1,000 adults in Canada. The data has been statistically weighted according to Canadian census figures for age, gender and region. The margin of error, which measures sample variability, is plus or minus 3.1 percentage points, 19 times out of 20.